It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, I have something funny to play for you. It's a record, and the record's name is Laughs. And the record is just somebody laughing. I want to play it for you right away. See if when you listen to this record, it makes you feel like laughing. Okay? That's enough. Does it make you feel like laughing when you hear somebody else laugh? Well, that's kind of silly, isn't it? I wonder if fish ever laugh. I guess we'd never... Oh, there's somebody at the door. Would you look to see who it is, please? Oh, Mr. McFeely.
Let's play it for him.
Good morning, Mr. McFeely.
Good day to you.
I'm glad to see you. I hadn't expected you today.
Well, I don't have a delivery today, but I just stopped by to tell you that a local television station is going to be showing a film about seagulls, and you're in it.
Oh, that'd be fun to see. When will it be on?
A couple of minutes.
Oh, a couple of minutes. Mm-hmm. That gives us time to show you something. Would you just come
Alrighty.
Over here a minute?
All righty.
This is a record I'd like you to hear. Right here, and see what you think.
Why, that's a laughing record.
Somebody laughed.
There's certainly a lot of laughs on that record. I like that.
I wanted you to hear that, Mr. McFeely. Let's watch that program.
All right, we only have about a minute, Mr. Rogers.
Just a minute?
Yep.
I have a timer in here.
All righty. Well,
would you just sit over there?
All right.
I would like to show my friends how long it is in a minute.
All
you know?
Righty.
You say it will be on in a minute.
Yep.
We'll just set this timer.
Exactly a minute
and
now.
And you could watch the timer and see how long a minute is. Bell will ring when it gets up to the minute. Interesting to see how long a minute is, you see? I'll turn the television set on as soon as it dings.
All righty. There we go.
Okay, turn it on, and we'll see the program. This takes a little bit of time to warm up.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Oh, I remember
that time when I was feeding the gull.
You know, that harp music reminds me of the harps I saw today in Negri's music shop.
He has some harps there?
Two harps in the music shop. Beautiful music they make.
I might get down there to see.
Well, I'm going on the rest of my deliveries today, and a good day to you and a speedy delivery, Mr. Rogers.
Speedy delivery to you, Mr. McFeely. And thanks for telling us about this.
And thanks for the laugh record. Good day to you, speedy delivery.
Oh, Mr. McFeely. Why don't we call Joe Negri and see if he still has his harps there? Have I ever shown you a harp? Hello? Joe, it's Fred Rogers. Yes. Mr. McFeely was just here a little while ago and said that you had some harps. Two. Well, is she still there? Oh, she may? Good. Well, we'd like to come over and see them. All right, fine. See you in just a little bit. Bye. He said there are two harps, and there was a lady there trying them out, but she might come back. Let's go over to Negri's music shop, okay? Come along.
Goodbye, Mary. Bye, Billy. Hope you enjoy the record.
Hi, Mrs. Ray.
Hi,
Mary and Billy.
Hi, Jeff.
Oh, that was a funny record.
Did you enjoy it?
Yes.
Would you like to see the harps?
I would.
Come on, they're in the back room.
Okay.
Guy, I'll be right with you in 1 minute.
They're beautiful.
Why don't you sit down and just, you know, make yourself at home. I'll be right back as soon as I finish with my customers.
Thanks very much. When I took piano lessons, my teacher showed me a harp one time. Look here. See these dark... I was just showing my friend that they have the dark strings so you can know where everything is.
Yeah, know where everything is. My assistant is off today, and that's why I'm kind of running around a bit. Do you play the harp at all?
No. You know, it's a little like the piano because of the string.
Right.
I want to try the other one.
Okay, sure.
That's pretty.
They're very similar looking, aren't they?
I remember something about the pedals.
Mm-hmm. That's how you change the pitch of the string.
I think it was the other way. It's supposed to go like this. A glissando.
Mm-hmm.
How do these things come to you? On a truck or something?
They're shipped to us, but they're packed in these very large cases. There's a harp case. Here's one back here, and you can see they're very large wooden cases.
My, they are big.
The harp rides in here.
Yeah, they're as big as a person.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the harp is, too.
And they're padded so that the harp fits in there very comfortably and very tight so that it doesn't move around.
Hi, Joe. I'm back.
Oh, Phyllis.
I'd like to try it again.
We were just looking at the harps. I'd like you to meet Fred Rogers.
Hello, Mr. Phyllis Rogers.
Susan.
Mrs.
It's a pleasure
Susan.
To meet you. Do you mind if I try it once more?
Go right ahead, Phyllis.
We've been looking at these harps.
I'm going to have to tune first. Oh, dear.
I want to see what you just did.
Did was to use a tuning fork to match the sound. Mm-hmm. I usually use my knee.
Oh.
Okay.
Nice.
All right, and I use what is called a key, and it looks like a skate key.
Sure,
and it fits on the other side of my pin, so I can change the pitch. I have to do that on all of the strings on the harp to get it into tune.
Would you play something? Would you do the same on this one?
I'd like to very much.
I fiddled with the pedals there, so you...
Oh, so you
may
did.
You want to change.
Well, the pedals make all the sharps and flats on a harp, as you can hear. They're connected, you see, to these little pins.
Oh, that's
and the pins go to through the column on rods, and they connect down to the pedals.
As you played, and you haven't used your little finger at all.
That's right. On us, the little finger is too short. On a piano, you would use all the fingers on both hands, but we're limited and can only use four fingers. So, we have to work extra hard. This is what's fun.
Glissando, you see?
Glissando,
and that's accomplished by the pedals. You know, that we just talked about. It changes the pitch on these little pins, and we can do all kinds of things.
Fascinating as well.
So this is your choice, is it?
I think so. I would like this very much. Maybe we can...
I like harp music myself. Do you have any harp records?
I think I do have a new one in. Would you like it?
Yeah.
Phyllis, would you excuse me for just one moment?
Of course. And you I'd like to play.
All right, I'll be right back.
Thank you very much, Mrs.
Really
Susan.
Nice to meet you.
Really great to hear you.
Thank you.
Isn't she great?
She's a terrific player. Ooh. She's a very lovely person.
I guess so.
Ah, we wanted a harp record. Oh, here it is.
Yeah, I just thought it'd be something we could listen to.
Contemporary harp.
Good. How much is that?
I think it's $4, including the tax. Okay.
Take it home.
There you are, Fred. Would
Thank
you, like
you
a bag?
Very much, Jeff. No, we don't need a bag.
Okay.
We'll take it home and use it right away.
All right. Thanks for coming by.
You bet.
See
Thank you,
you.
Now, somebody else might have wanted that other harp. Sure, it's just that Mrs. Susan liked the one that she chose better. We can play our harp record later. Let's have some make-believe. Let's pretend that Lady Elaine Fairchild is just about to tell everybody what she found that was so special on her trip, okay? And let's also pretend that King Friday would rather watch his television. Okay? To the neighborhood of Make-Believe.
Hi, Charlie. Did you hear Lady Elaine Fairchild's back?
Oh, Charlie.
Oh, but Uncle Friday, don't you just want to go over there and find out what Lady Elaine discovered?
No, I don't.
There's great excitement over there.
I prefer to watch my television.
May I turn it on for you?
Yes, thank you.
Uncle Friday, how can you watch television when you know that...
There's a program now here. Well, that's just foolishness. Show me something else, please.
Uncle Friday, it's Lady Elaine Fairchild being interviewed on TV.
I tell you, it was the most exciting time of my life.
Just who taught you to fly, Lady Elaine?
I began by myself, and then Astronaut Warden was my next teacher. Of course, he went to the moon, and I went to Jupiter.
What did you find when you were on Jupiter?
First of all, it's huge. It's the biggest planet, you know.
Yes.
And it has 12 moons around it. Not just one little moon, 12 of them.
I don't care to look at Fairchild anymore. It's changed.
But Uncle Friday, I just wanted to hear what she was going to say.
Stocks, you see.
What is meant by a common stock?
Oh, well, a common stock's quite different from a royal stock, you see.
It's a loaded question.
Absolutely.
However, it is a good question.
Lady Evelyn, if you feel this way, why don't you just go over and hear and see for yourself what's going on over there?
Oh, all right. Honestly, Uncle Friday.
Yes.
But that's just the first part of the trip.
You mean there was much more to it than just the planet Jupiter?
Much more. Much, much more.
What was much more, Lady Elaine?
And who are you?
Oh, excuse me. I forgot you were on TV.
That's all right, dear. Now, she's my friend, Aberlin.
I see. How do you do? And now tell me, what was much more?
Oh, the new planet was much more, of course.
The new planet?
Exactly. I told you I had a great discovery, friends. I discovered a new planet.
Lady Elaine, this is fabulous. What was it like?
Yes. What was it like?
Well, I was on my way home from Jupiter, see?
Yes.
See?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And all at once I saw this beautiful color floating in the sky.
Color?
Yes. And I thought, I'll just take a detour and go see that sight.
And so you turned your leaf, Matt, and went.
I did. And I'll always be glad I took that turn in life.
What color was it?
Yes, what color was it?
It was purple. The most beautiful purple you've ever seen. It was a purple planet.
A purple planet?
That is my news, friends. And that's all I can give you on television today.
And there it is, fans at home, the story of a purple planet from Lady Elaine Fairchild from the neighborhood of make-believe. This is J. Carl Bogut, Sr. with the news that is the news, reporting the news tonight, so join me on my program. Goodbye.
Very good, J. Carl Bogut, Sr.
Well, thank you, Lady Elaine, for that, and if you have any other statements, please call me.
Well, I will, dear. I'm going to be very busy for a few days, interviews with NASA and all.
Yes, well, thank you and goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
Let's wrap up and get back to the television place.
That was it.
Goodbye. Television program there. What did you think of that?
I mean, not just the television program, but the fact that you have discovered
a new planet. Tremendous, wasn't it?
Yes.
Well, were there any kings there?
Why, Friday, how nice to see you.
Were there any kings on that purple planet?
Well, I really couldn't tell.
Couldn't tell? You can always tell a king.
Not on planet purple. Wait a minute. Let me show you a picture of some of the people I saw there.
Lady Elaine discovered a new planet.
Yes.
Here it is. Take a look. Now just see the people and the places. Mm-hmm.
Let me see it, please, Lady Evelyn.
No, it's the other side. Yes, turn it over. That's it.
Oh.
You see them?
Yes, I guess so.
They all look just alike.
Very curious here.
May I see it for a moment, Uncle Friday?
Of course, yes. Very curious, don't you think?
Lady Elaine, I don't see anything. on this paper, but a purple piece of paper.
Well, let me show you. You see, the people are purple, and the houses are purple, and the sky is purple, and everybody's clothes are purple, so all you can see is purple.
What a funny place.
Oh, it's a neat place, I'll tell you, and I discovered it. Some of the people might come and visit here someday.
People from Planet Purple come and visit our neighborhood?
I am the king of this neighborhood.
They'd probably like to see you, Friday. You're a real character.
So are you, Fairchild. Good day.
Were the museums purple there?
Everything was purple, dear.
Hey, Lady Elaine, you were great on that program.
Oh, thanks, X.
I sure would like to see that Planet Purple you were talking about.
You can come with me sometime when I go visit. Why don't you two come on in with me and we'll have a little cup of something?
Oh, I'd be glad to, Lady Elaine.
Oh, come Lady on, Elaine, Lady I think I'm going to go on over back to the castle and look in on Uncle Friday. I think he needs some niecely talk. But I'll be back, though. I can't wait to hear more about Planet Purple.
Okay, dear. Toot toot.
Toot toot.
Come on, X.
Okay.
Hi, Trolley. Did you hear the news? Lady Elaine's discovered a new planet.
So Lady Elaine's discovered a new planet, the Planet Purple. But everything's the same there. Yeah, imagine. All the people are the same. All the houses are the same. Everything's the same. I don't think I'd like that. No. I guess all the music would be the same, too. All the harps would be purple, and all the music would sound alike. Let's listen to this harp record for a little bit. You could pretend that you're playing the harp. How Mrs. Susan played. Don't use your little fingers. No, just these four. We have harp music. We have all kinds of music in our place, in our world. Yeah, here's a record of accordion music. You ever heard an accordion play? No, really like that. You can hear it right here. Pretend you're playing. See? All kinds of different things in our world. I like it that way. Sure. And we're all different inside, too. Not only outside, but inside. And it's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like, every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you.
I like.
Sure is. Isn't it great that everybody's different? That's why I like living here. It gives me a good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when tomorrow's new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You and I always have different things. Sure, because we're different. That's what's great about friends. And I'm able to like you just the way you are. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends. See you tomorrow.
Television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.